Welcome to Zikru Dafsi Manim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and now it's time for our Mega Pop Quiz on 2% of Shas, 168 questions on 168 topics covered on 56 blot, going from Daf Beis all the way to Daf Nun Zion. Quite remarkable. We certainly never had in mind Mega Pop quizzes when we started out here in Zikru, but here we are all together. This quiz is going to be divided into 8 laps. Each lap will have 21 questions, a week's worth of material, although the questions are going to be taken from all 56 blots, so they'll be completely random as we go through this together. So here we go, starting with question number 1. Which daf deals with when one forgets to make a bracha and they swallow the food? That's on daf? Nunav. Good. Which daf deals with dreaming of davening, where you say Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbo, or recite Kriyashma in your dream? That's on daf? Nun Zayin. Good. Which daf do we have the tefillos of the Tanaim and the Amoraim? That was on daf? Yud Zayin. Good. Number 4, what do we have the question whether a Baal Keh requires Memsa or Tisha Kabin? That's on daf? Chav Beis. Good. Number 5, what do you learn about taking care of burial needs? One is pater from mitzvahs, even if the mace is not in front of him. That's on daf? Yud Ches. Good. Number 6, what do you learn that one should not go into a churva, into a ruin? That's on daf? Gimel. Good. Number 7, what do we learn that one should not disparage the deceased Talmud Chacham? That's on daf? Yud Tes. Good. Number 8, what do you learn that one should not call Avraham Avram? That's on daf? Yud Gimel. Great. Number 9, where do we learn the importance of davening with Kovod Rosh? That's on daf? Lamed. Good. Number 10, where do we have the question whether women bench Deraisa or Derabanan? That's on daf? Chaf. Good. Number 11, where do we learn why women merit Olam Haba? What do they have to do to merit Olam Haba? That's on daf? Yud Zayin. Good. Number 12, where do we learn about the words of Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yerucham and Zakkai on their deathbeds of their Talmidim? That's on daf? Chav Ches. Great. Number 13, where do we learn about Chanas Tfilos? That's on daf? Lamed Olav. Good. Number 14, where do we learn about the earliest time to daven morning Kriyashma? That's on daf? Tes. Good. Number 15, where do we learn about Chazal thinking to include Parshas Balak in Kriyashma, except they didn't because of Tirkah de Tzibura? That's on daf? Yud Beis. Good. Number 16, where do we learn about that we say all Birchas Torah? That's on daf? Yud Olav. Good. Number 17. Where do we learn that one should daven like an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the different stages of tefillah? First giving Shevach, then asking for what is needed, and then giving thanks. That's on daf? Lamed Dalet. Great. Number 18. Where do we learn the problem with praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu too much? That's on daf? Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 19. Where do we learn that Caesar was distressed about a vision that was given during the day and he ended up having a nightmare about it that night? He dreamt about it. That's on daf? Nun Vav. Good. Number 20. Where do we have the malchus regarding the Asafta de Ganecho? That's on daf? Lamed Hey. And finally, question number 1 and lap number 1. Where do we learn about brachas for foods with one of the 5 grains one makes? A brahma named Azonas. That's on daf? Lamed Vav. Great. That concludes lap number 1. Let's go to lap number 2. Question 22. Where do we learn that one should be willing to jump into a furnace and to keep Shana Esh rather than to embarrass someone publicly? That's on daf? Mem Gimel. Good. Number 23. Where do we have the Malkos regarding the bracha after eating one of the Zayin Minim? That's on daf? Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 24. Where do we learn why Beis Hillel holds a wet napkin should be placed on a cushion, not on the table itself? That's on daf? Nun Beis. Good. Number 25. Where do we learn about Moshe Rabbeinu's defense for Klal Yisrael after the Chet HaEgel? That's on daf? Lamed Beis. Good. Number 26. Where do we learn that a bracha rishona is based on Zvora? Making a bracha rishona is based on Zvora. That's on daf? Lamed Hey. Good. Number 27. Where do we learn that it's permitted to have food and drink for medicinal purposes on Shabbos? That's on daf? Lamed Ches. Good. Number 28. Where do we learn Hakol Bidei Shemaim Chutz Miyir Shemaim? That's on daf? Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 29. Where do you learn that you make the bracha that's more specific than the more general bracha? That's on daf? Lamed Tes. Good. Number 30. Where do you learn what the bracha is on cooked vegetables, on shlakos? That's on daf? Lamed Ches. Good. Number 31. Where do you learn what needs to be said in the bracha regarding the text of the bracha, regarding shame and malchus? That's on daf? Mem. Good. Number 32. Where do you learn about the background on Havdalah? That's on daf? Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 33. Where do we learn what comes first? Zayin Minim or Min Chaviv? That's on Daf. Mem Aleph. Good. Number 34. Where do we learn that Kohen can eat Truma at Seis? He doesn't have to wait till the following morning if he needs to bring a carbon. That's on Daf. Base. Good. Number 35. Where do you learn the dishes with little pieces of bread? If they have tzuras apas, they still appear like bread. One would make hamotzi on them. That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Great. Number 36. Where do we learn that there are times when pasa, bas, bakish would require motz because the amount that one ate, there are kovei suda on it. That's on Daf. Mem Beis. Good. Number 37. Where do the malchukas regarding what the eitz hadas was? That's on Daf. Mem. Good. Number 38. Where do we learn the eight places where miracles occurred that Klal Yisrael would make a bracha on regarding the nes? That's on Daf. Nun Dalad. Good. 39. Where do we have the question, who's more exalted, Bali Tshuva or Tzaddik and Gemurin? That's on Daf. Lamed Dalad. Good. Number 40. Where do you learn about the six unbecoming behaviors for Talmid Chachamim? That's on Daf. Mem Gimel. Good. Number 41. Where do we have the question, which is greater, making the bracha or saying Amen? That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. And question 42, finishing up, lap number 2. Where do we have the source for Lechem Mishnah? That's on Daf. Lamates. Great. That concludes the second lap of this Mega Pop quiz. In the next session, we'll go through laps 3 and 4.